BBC Television presents...
Hancock.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I've come in answer to your advert on the wall next to the Eagle Laundry in Pelham Road.
An advert?
Yes, Pelham Road? Your poster. You must have seen it. There's a nurse pointing at you. No, I believe she's a Red Cross lady, actually, with a moustache and a beard. I've penciled in, of course. You must know it. It's one of yours, definitely one of yours, next to Hands Off Cuba, just above the cricket stuff. It says, your blood can save a life.
Oh, I see. You wish to become a blood donor.
I certainly do. I've been thinking about this for a long time. Something for the benefit of the country as a whole. What should it be, I thought? Become a blood donor or join the Young Conservatives? Anyway, as I'm not looking for a wife and I can't play table tennis, here I am. A body full of good British blood and raring to go.
Yes, quite. Well, if you'll just sit down a moment, I'll take a few particulars, if I may. May I have your name?
Hancock. Anthony Hancock, twice candidate for the county council elections, defeated. Onsec British Legion, Earl's Court Branch, treasurer of the darts team and the outings committee.
I only want the name.
We're going to Margate this year by boat. If there's any young nurses like yourself who care to join us, we're more than happy to accommodate you. No nonsense and all, you know, I'm going to mean.
Thank you, I'll bear it in mind. Yes. Date of birth?
Yes. Well, shall we say the 12th of May, 19... I always remember the 12th of May, yes. It was Coronation Day, you know, in 1936.
You're only 25?
No. The coronation was in 1936. I was born a little before that in 19... Is all this really necessary?
Yes, sir, I'm afraid it is. The 12th of May.
Yes. Yes, I always remember that, the coronation. We all got a day off at our school, did you? We got a cup and a saucer. Got a cup and a saucer and a box and a bar of soap. Very good, very good. I've still got that today. And a spoon for the Silver Jubilee and a biscuit tin with their pictures on.
How old are you?
35.
Nationality?
Ah, you've got nothing to worry about there. It's the blood you're thinking about, isn't it? British! British, undiluted for 12 generations. 100% Anglo-Saxon with perhaps just a dash of Viking. Nothing else has crept in, no? Anybody who gets any of this will have nothing to complain about. There's aristocracy in there, you know. You want to watch who you're giving it to. It's like motor oil. It doesn't mix, if you get my name.
Mr. Hancock, when a blood transfusion is being given, the family background is of no consequence.
Oh, come now, surely you don't expect me to believe that. I mean, after all, East is East, really.
And blood is blood all over the world, Mr. Hancock. It is classified by groups and not by accidents of birth.
I did not come here for the lecture on communism, young lady.
I happen to be a conservative.
Then kindly behave like one, madam.
Have you had any of these diseases?
No, I have not, and especially not that one. I told you before, you have nothing to fear from me. I'm perfectly healthy, fit, fit. If we only had our own rocket, I could have been the first one up there. I'd be named down for the blue streak, but no, we missed our chance again. It's not right having these... Not right having these foreigners hurtling round up there. You mark my words.
Mr. Hancock.
Eh?
Oh. Blood.
Yes, I beg your pardon. Get carried away over things like that. It's a sore point with me. You ready now?
Well, there is just one more thing. Have you ever given any blood before?
Given, no. Spilt, yes. Yes, there's a good few drops lying about on the battlefields of Europe. Are you familiar with the Ardennes? I remember von Rundstedt's last push. Tiger Harrison and myself, being in a forward position, were cut off behind the enemy line. Captain Harrison, I said. Yes, sir, he said. Jerry's overlooked us, I said. Where shall we head for? Berlin, he said. Right, I said. Last one in the Reichstag's a sissy. So, we set off, got there 3 days before the Russians.
You've never given any blood before.
No, so there we were, surrounded by stormtroopers. Kamerad, kamerad, they said.
Now, if you'll just sit over there with the others, Doctor will call you when he's ready.
Thank you. So we started rounding them up and Oh. Hello. Oh.
It's a grand job we're all doing. Yes, I think we can all be very proud of ourselves. Some people, all they do is take, take, take out of life. Never put anything back. Well, that is not my way of living and never has been. You're only entitled to take out of life what you are prepared to put into it. Did you get a badge for doing this?
No, I don't think so.
Pity. We should have somebody for people to pick us out by.
Surely that's not the important thing. I mean, just as long as we give the blood and help somebody, that's the main thing.
Oh, well, that's quite, as long as they get the old corpuscles. Quite. That's reward in itself, I agree. No names, no pack drill. Quite. I just think we ought to get a badge as well. You know, nothing grand, a little enamel thing, a little motto, that's all, nothing pretentious, something like, he gave it for others so that others may live. I mean, we are do-gooders, we should get something for it.
What do you want, money?
Don't be vulgar. Great believer in charity. Help others, that's my motto. I contribute to every flag day that's going. The lapels of my suits are always the first thing to go. Covered in holes, they are. Yes, I always give what I can. Here, have a look at this. Look at this. It's all down here in my diary. Congo Relief, 2 and 6. Self-denial week, 1 and 8. Lifeboat Day, a tanner. Arab refugees, 1 and 2. Yes, it's all down here, yes. Yes, I do what I can. My conscience is clear. And when I'm finally called by the great architect, and they say, what did you do? I shall just bring me book out and I shall say, here you are, mate. Count that lot up. I got nothing to fear. I could go tomorrow. Ah, yes. Do you come here often?
This is my 12th time.
There's no need to boast about it, old man. How much did you give to the Arab refugees?
Oh, really?
Come on. How much? You're shouting about how much blood you've given. How much did you give to the Arab refugees?
Well, if you must know, I gave £5.
Oh, well, there you are. I mean, some people are better placed than others, that's all.
Well, let's forget all about it, John.
That's all right, yes.
Johnson, we're ready for you now.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bit of a big head, isn't he? You can't give to charity without shouting about it from the rooftops. Is this your first time?
I come every 6 months for the last 12 years.
Yes, well, you've got a bit to spare, haven't you? I mean, too much blood is as bad as too little, I always say.
Are you trying to be insulting?
No, nothing personal, just an observation. I think it's very laudable to give so much. Of course, some people make it up quicker than others. I mean, I expect you'd be a big eater, you know, you'd make you fight. Whereas with other people, it wouldn't take you as long to recoup a woman of your build for the... they've certainly brightened these hospitals. Yeah, because the health service has done that, you know. They spend more money on paint. Out of every 13 and 6 paid in, 6 pence 8p goes up on the wall. Still, it's worth it, I mean, after all. I mean, you can't...
Miss Forsythe, we're ready for you now.
Well, best of luck. Just think, Cliff Richard might get your lot. That'd slow him down a bit, wouldn't it? Drink a pint of milk a day. Drink a pint of milk a day. Coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Lift up the germs in your handkerchief. Coughs and sneezes spread diseases. Sorry, a bit lonely, no? Funny the things you do on your own, isn't it? Yes. This normal sort of day for you, then?
Same amount of people as normally? Or, is it about normal?
It's about average.
Yes, yes, quite. Yes, indeed, my word, yes. Of course, it's a vocation, nurse, and I've always said that. One of the highest callings a woman can aspire to. It's not the money, is it? Strange, isn't it, the different values we place in society? I mean, you take modelling. You get some skinny bird up in the West End, all bones and salt cellars, dragging a piece of fur along a platform, 50 quid a week. And there's you lot, dedicated, 3 years training, humping great jolly loads of mints about all day long. Not right, there's Adam Faith earning 10 times as much as the Prime Minister. Is that right? Is that right? Mind you, I suppose it depends on whether you like Adam Faith and what your politics are. I understand we get tea and biscuits after.
Yes.
But no badge.
No.
No. They're taking the time in there, aren't they? I suppose everything's all right.
Yes.
Just wondered. I just thought some of the poor devils might pass out at the sight of a needle. I've seen it before. Men built like oak trees, keeling over like saplings in a hurricane.
Needles don't bother you, then?
Oh, me, no. I've had too many of them, my dear. I've had the lot. Got arms like pincushions. Yes, I reckon I've had a syringe full of everything that's going in my time. Needles the size of drain pipes, some of them. You name it, I've had it.
Mr. Hancock, doctor's ready for you now.
Who, me? What, yes. Now? Well, I'm in no hurry, you know. Anybody wants to go before me, I don't mind. Does anybody want to...
Isn't anybody else. You are the last one.
Yes. Well, this is it then, over the top. What's he like on the needle, this bloke? Has he got a steady hand?
Oh, you'll be quite all right.
He's in a good mood.
You'll be perfectly all right. Dr. McTaggart's an excellent doctor.
Dr. McTaggart, he's a Scotsman. Oh, that's fine. They're all good doctors, Scotsmen, yes. Like engineers, you know. It's the porridge that does it. Right. Hi, carry on, Macduff. It's a brobrick moonlich nicht the nicht this morning. It's a bonnie wee lassie out there, Hootsmon the loo.
You mind sitting down there, please, Mr. Hancock?
Beg your pardon for lapsing into the vernacular, but the young lady did say you were a Scottish gentleman.
Well, not all Rob Roy is. Have your card, please.
By all means, I'm ready when you are, Squire.
Nurse. Hold out your hand, please. This won't hurt. You'll just feel a slight prick on the end of your thumb.
Well, I'll bid you good day then. Thank you very much. If you want any more, don't hesitate to get in touch with me.
Where are you going?
Have me tea and biscuits.
I thought you came here to give us some of your blood.
Well, you've just had it.
That's just a smear.
It may be just a smear to you, mate, but it's life and death to some poor men.
I've just taken a sample to test.
A sample? How much do you want, then?
Well, a pint, of course.
A pint? Have you gone raving mad? You must be joking.
A pint is a perfectly normal quantity to take.
You don't seriously expect me to believe that. I mean, I came in all good faith to help me country. I don't mind giving a reasonable amount, but a pint? That's very nearly an armful. I don't mind that much, but I'm not having it up to here. Sorry, I'm not walking around with an empty arm for anybody. After all, a joke's a joke and all that.
Mr. Hancock, you obviously don't know very much about the workings of the human body. You won't have an empty arm or an empty anything. Blood is circulating all the time. A perfectly normal, healthy individual can give a pint of blood without any ill effects whatsoever. After all, you do have 8 pints of blood, you know.
Now look, chum, everybody do his own trade, I'll grant you. But if I've got 8 pints, obviously I need 8 pints. And not 7, as I will have by the time you finish with me. No, no, I'm sorry. I've been misinformed. I've made a mistake. I'll do something else. I think I'll be a traffic warden.
Well, of course, I can't force you to donate your blood, but it's a great shame. You're AB negative.
Is that bad?
No. You're rhesus positive.
Rhesus? They're monkeys, aren't they?
What are are you implying? I didn't come here to be insulted by a legalized vampire. Mr. Hancock, that is your blood group, AB negative.
One of the rarest blood groups there is.
Really?
Yes. Very rare indeed.
Oh, well, of course, this does throw a different complexion on the matter. I mean, I am one of the few sources one doesn't like to hog it all, so to speak. Not unchristian, very rare, eh?
Yes. There'll be no ill effects, I assure you. You'll make up the deficiency in no time at all.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll do it. I mean, after all, we AB negatives must stick together. A minority group like us, we could easily be persecuted.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hancock. I'm very grateful to you. Now, if you'll just take off your coat and lie down over there, it won't take long. Just rest for half an hour, and then after that, you'll be free to go.
All right.
Now, would you roll up your sleeves, please?
Yes.
By the way, what group are you?
Group A.
Now, this won't hurt. Relax.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, it's fine. No, nothing to it. What group are you?
Group B. What group are you?
AB negative.
That's very rare.
It's a funny thing, this blood business.
Yes, I suppose it is.
It all looks the same, and yet it's all different. Yes, it's very funny stuff, blood.
Oh. I don't know where we'd be without it.
That's true, that's very true. Where would we be without it? Yes, it's very important, blood. Circulates right round the body, you know.
Yes, I believe.
Yeah, it starts at the heart, it gets pumped right round, goes to the lungs, back into the heart, round it goes again.
What for?
What for? Well, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? I mean, the heart's got to have something to pump round. There's no point in it banging away all day long for no reason.
But why have a heart, then?
Well, if you didn't, the blood wouldn't go round, would it? It'd all stay in one place. When you stood up, it'd all sink to the bottom of your leg. That'd be very uncomfortable, wouldn't it? Feel as if you were walking around with a boot full of water. You see, your heart saves you keeping on having to stand on your head and jumping about to keep it moving. It sort of does it for you.
Still don't see what good blood is, though.
Well, look, now. Your body's full of veins, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to fill them up with something, haven't you?
Oh, I see. Are you a doctor, then?
Well, no, not really. I never really bothered, you know. Anything else troubling you? Any aches or pains?
No, 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 I'm all right.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it? As long as you've got your health.
Nothing else matters, really, does it?
No, and the funny thing is, you know, you never appreciate it till you haven't got it anymore.
Some people take their health for granted, don't they?
Do you know? That could have been me talking. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything.
Mind you, they do some marvellous things these days.
Oh, yes, it's advanced a lot, medical science. I was glad to see the back of those leeches. That was a turning point, you know. I mean, look at the things they can do these days. New blood, plastic bones, false teeth, glasses, wigs. Do you know, there are some people walking around with hardly anything they started out with.
What would we do without doctors, eh?
Or conversely, what would they do without us?
That's true, man. That's very shrewd.
The main thing is, look after yourself.
You look after your body, and your body will look after you.
Very wise. Of course, the Greeks, they knew all about this years ago, you know.
Did they really?
Yes. Very advanced people, the Greeks were, you know. Yeah, they had hot and cold water and drains, always washing themselves, they were. Of course, it all got lost in the wars.
When Mussolini moved in.
No, before him, surely, wouldn't it?
No, they taught it to the Romans, and the Romans came over here, and they sort of put the...
Well, you can always learn from other people, can't you?
Of course you can. That's why I'm in favour of the common market. Can't ignore the rest of the world?
That's true. That's very true.
You can't go through life with your head buried in the sand.
No man is an island.
You're right. There I agree. Necessity is the mother of invention.
It certainly is. Life would be intolerable if we knew everything.
I should say it would. My goodness, yes. Yes. Let the shipwrecks of others be your sea marks.
For things unknown, there is no desire.
Well, exactly. And then again, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
'Tis indeed.
You like wine gums?
Oh, thank you very much.
Don't take the black one.
Mind you, they do a tube with all black ones now, you know.
I know, but you can't always get them.
That's the way it goes.
Still, as long as we've got our health.
Yes. That's the main thing.
Yes, that's the main thing. Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, I think I'm ready now.
Oh, you're off then?
Yes, out into the big world.
You're far?
No, just up the road.
You'll get a bus then, will you?
No, I think I'll walk.
You haven't got far to go then?
No, just up the road.
Well, it's not worth it then, is it?
No, not
really. Well, I'll say, do you know them?
Yeah, do you know? Look after yourself.
Yes, don't you?
I will.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do, will you?
I will. Well,
nice man, Nat. Well, a very nice man. Very intelligent, good conversationist. Kind of above the type you meet down at the pub. A very nice man. He's walked off with my wine gun. I only broke them open for him. Oh, what's the use? If you can't trust blood donors, who can you trust? Oh, hey, Dad! What about some tea down here? You've had me blood. It's not asking for much, is it, really? 2 spoonfuls of brown sugar. Dear, oh, dear. New packet of wine gun. Hello, South London General Hospital. Dr. McTaggart, please. Yes, blood donor department. Hello, Doctor. Hancock here. Yes, it is me again. Has it gone yet? I said, have you used it? New blood? Well, you've had it 24 hours now. You said it was rare. Surely somebody must be after it. Well, of course it's got something to do with me. It's my blood. Well, all right, it was. You can't expect my interest in it to cease just because you've got it. Well, it's a waste of time giving it if it's just going to lie about in a bottle for years. I wish to make sure it goes to the right sort of person. I wouldn't like to think of any old hobbledehoy having my blood coursing through his veins. Well, really, I never thought I'd hear that sort of language from a doctor. Have you been at the Mets again? Control yourself, sir. There might be nurses listening. Civility costs nothing, my man. I shall phone when I like. I shall phone tomorrow and the day after that and every day until my blood is used. Good day to you. What a way to treat a blood donor. Why, have any more of his old bucket for go straight to the hospital management committee and have his license taken away. I think it's quite reasonable to want to know where your life's blood's gone to. Especially a rare group like mine. What's the matter with this?
Knife wound, eh? Teddy Boise?
No. His landlady found him, cut himself on a bread knife and fainted.
Lost a lot of blood, I see.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to give him a transfusion.
He had his blood donor's card on him. He's group AB negative.
Really? That's very rare. Have we got any?
Well, I've checked and we've got just 1 pint in stock.
Get it, nurse, will you? Well, you're going to be all right, old chap. We're going to give you a transfusion.
I'm a very rare blood group, you know.
Yes. We've got just 1 pint of your group in stock. We're going to give that to you.
Who wants the pint of AB negative?
Oh, over here. So,
Oh, no, it's not for him.
Oh, what?
Well, he only gave it yesterday. Waste of time, wouldn't it?
Well, I'd have been in the right state if I hadn't. There's nothing else here for me. At least I know it's going to the right sort of person. These blood banks are just like ordinary banks, really. Put it in when you're flush, throw it out when you need it. Come on, bang it in. I'm getting dizzy. I'll let you have it back later on. Do you get tea and biscuits after getting blood as well? What's on the menu tonight? You've got me mixed.
Thank you.